Happy day to you. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
You're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. Talking about two missing men today, which is a little bit of a stretch for us. Not a stretch. We've done a lot of missing people. We have done missing men like Brian Schaefer, for instance. I think that was
one of my faves.
Second episode, maybe. But it's honestly not a topic that we touch too much on, because normally when we do missing people, they're women. So maybe we'll sleep a little bit better tonight. Or maybe not. Probably
maybe.
Not.
We can dream, right?
But Amy, it is your turn for our show and tell this week.
Yes, I love a good show and tell. We hate gatekeeping around here, so we got to share the good news, right? Before I give a show and tell, I'm going to remind everyone that if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we released merch last week.
Yes!
So if you haven't checked that out, well, you should.
Do it.
And the link is in the show notes as well as in our bio on the socials. So please, please check that out. But in the interest of clothing, I'm going to recommend something that I ended up finding on Temu, but you can get them on Amazon. I'm sure you could get them other places as well, but who shops anywhere else than those two places? and it is Saving Our Mornings. So this could work for adults as well, especially if you struggle with decision fatigue in the mornings or struggle with the motivation to pick something out and get dressed. My kiddos are constantly struggling in the morning, and I am not the morning conductor, so often I don't have to deal with this, but in the interest of making our lives a little bit easier, I got them a weekly clothing organizer, and it hangs on the back of their door, and on Sundays they can pick out their clothes and an outfit for every day of the week, and then in the mornings when they're tired and grumpy and don't want to get dressed, all they got to do is pick out an outfit and roll. And it also keeps it off of their dresser tops and everything. It keeps it organized off the floor, all of the good things. And it just makes mornings roll that much easier. I looked on Amazon and I've linked some of my faves there, but to be honest, Temu had much better prices. The ones on Amazon were like $14 or $15, and the ones I got on Temu were only $7. So it's like 50% off. So it just kind of makes more sense.
Did you hear the rumor, but then it didn't happen? So I heard this, and if you know more, let us know, because we have been ordering from Temu, both of us. However, I heard that we were going to get taxed on the items from China and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and et cetera, et cetera. But then that never happened, and I never got – they said that when the new year, maybe I just saw a faulty message.
It might have been. Like, you got that message from Temu?
No.
Oh, I didn't – I have not heard that. I don't place orders a lot, but I have a friend who places – she says she gets orders, like, once a week, which she's a crafter, so she gets a lot of her stuff from there. Anytime I have to find something, especially for my kids, if it has to do with, like, organization or sensory, I will always go there and look and see, because they usually have the same thing that you could get on Amazon for, like, much, much cheaper. I have never ventured into clothing there.
Oh, I've bought clothes from there.
Purchasing clothing, and you like it, and it's, like, okay –
yeah, they're great. So
like
sure. Yeah, kind of similar. I bought PJs, but I bought matching PJs for myself and my besties for their birthday this year. I thought that was super fun. They were $5.55, and they're adorable sets. Like, I really like them, and the quality's not bad either. It's what you would get at Walmart. Like, it's not great quality, but I bought it for $6, so I wasn't assuming that it was going to be great quality.
Not expecting like cashmere or anything.
Is it so? Yours is a hang off the door thing, right?
Yeah.
Because they have squares too that you can prop up, and then they open. And I've been looking into that. I just feel like I would break it.
Yeah, I got the hanging one because our kiddos' rooms, there's not a lot of, like, surface space. So to put them on the floor or to put them, like, on top of a dresser, it's just they don't have a lot of that kind of space, but they have a ton of wall space. So you could – I've propped it on the back of the door, but you could probably, like, tack it to the wall or stick it on the inside of the closet or something similar as well. But we're getting organized in 2024, everyone. Hop on board. That's what's happening. So I've seen the ones that are also squares that hang, but to me that takes up too much space. I need space conservation.
Yeah.
I want it to be smaller. So if you struggle with morning outfits, even for yourself, I have found myself doing this sometimes because I don't have to like dress for work. You know, I just like wear whatever is comfortable, and sometimes it's helpful if I have it already picked out.
I also hang Aurora's clothes in only outfits, and then I organize Ren's clothes in outfits. So Ren has one drawer because he is not even two yet. So he has one drawer.
Right.
Exactly. And then Aurora's, her clothes are only hanging in outfits. So part of her thing when she comes home, she goes and she gets an outfit out for the next morning.
Like as soon as she comes home from school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's not like tired. It's not bedtime.
It's part of the routine. No, it's part of the routine. And sometimes she pitches a fit or whatever, but then she'll either ask me to do it or ask us to do it together. And I don't love that, but I am trying to teach her like responsibility. And then I'm also trying to teach her how to make an outfit and stuff. Like you need to wear clean panties every day. And you in fact do need to wear socks with your shoes. I don't know, or I'll send you barefoot. Like, I cannot do the nose. I know some kids have sensory issues. I don't know what I would do. Like, I don't know. Like, I would tape socks on their feet. Like, it's a thing. Like, your shoes are going to be smelly. You can't wear Crocs to school. They tell me that's against the dress code. So, okay. I guess those native shoes. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, it's part of our evening after school activity, and she gets her snack for the next day too.
Well, that is smart. Look at that. I have found making their lunches like right after school or at least like around dinner time is easier because I used to do them like either at night or first thing in the morning. And
I don't understand the people that get up early and make them, but your kids also, so Aurora's tardy bell rings at 7:15.
Yeah, and our kids don't go to school till 8:30, so.
So I could, that would make a complete different change.
For sure.
My morning, for sure, if I didn't have to. But, like, yeah, she gets on the bus at 6:40, so.
Yeah, that's way too early. There's no way that would
happen. But I'm also a garbage human after 4 p.m. I saw this TikTok today, and then we can start talking about the cases. But I saw this TikTok this morning that was like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Of course I have a Minty B between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. while my entire family watches on. And, like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, from, like, 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. every day, like, I'm straight up losing my mind. Like, I'm just hoping in 5 seconds that it's bedtime and we can stop doing what we're doing and I can quit for the day, that I can fucking clock out.
Agreed. When do we get to clock out? That doesn't happen.
We don't.
Does that happen? Did you get that package, that benefit package? Because I did not. That is not
especially not with this fucking baby of mine. Like, he's cute and all. That's a savings grace because
he's cute, but he gets into everything.
Dude, he gets into everything. And last night he woke up every half an hour from midnight until 5. Uh-huh. And then he slept really good until I got home from taking Aurora to school. I opened the door and he fucking sat up and went, and started clapping.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
I was like, cool. Cause I was going to go back to sleep since I had four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll
so should we talk
tomorrow?
About-
Yes.
Will I sleep tomorrow?
You won't.
I won't. Don't fucking lie to me. I will burn this place down. Okay. The cases, you guys.
Let's do it.
TikTok suggestion. I'm sorry I didn't write your name down. My bad. Okay. We are talking about two missing guys today, like we prefaced it. The first guy, his name is Jeremy Burt, and he spells his name particularly, in my opinion. It is J-E-R-A-M-Y, and it makes me want to say Jeremy.
Yeah. Do you think Jeremy. That's how it's pronounced? I mean, we already have a hard enough time. Don't change the spelling.
He is from Mountain Home. So, yes, I do think that is how they pronounce it.
Love it.
My sister Moss from Mountain Home, okay?
Oh,
that's
really?
Why I can say it, because that's the nearest town to her. She's not even from fucking Mountain Home. She's from, like, Palapa, which is an hour and a half away, and Mountain Home is the largest. Like, anyways, It's a whole,
yeah.
This is the backwoods, friends. Okay, Jeremy. He was 33, and he went missing after leaving his father's house on February 11th, 2007. He was en route to a friend's home, but he never arrived. He was a Navy service member, and he had a daughter. His daughter's name was Mackenzie, and that was the love of his life. His mom even said when she was born, he wrote a poem about her, and she talks about this poem that he wrote a lot. And his mother swears he would have never left his daughter. Again, she was his entire world. Like, he was obsessed with this little girl. Jeremy's ex-wife, Kim George, was the one who actually reported him missing. And Kim received some cryptic texts from Jeremy's phone shortly after he disappeared, saying that he was leaving to start a new life. But she did not believe that they were from Jeremy, and she showed his mom, and his mom was also like, no, these are not in Jeremy's normal voice. You know how, I mean, like, if I don't text you 45 messages in a row, like, if I come at you with paragraphs, something's wrong with me, or I'm upset with you, and I've been organizing this for months, you know? So we all know we have...
Yeah, you establish, like, a texting voice, like a texting, what is that word I'm looking for, style.
Exactly.
That, you know, just makes sense.
Exactly. So they didn't believe that these were Jeremy, but they were getting these weird text messages, which is very concerning. I couldn't, if Roberto goes missing and I get text messages from his phone saying that he's, like, gone to, like, start a new life, I mean, check in on his family, friends, because I'm about to do some heinous things, okay? I cannot, the fact that she was just like, no, I don't believe it. Wow, yeah. That's a stand by your man kind of woman, right? So the police obtained his phone records. And in his phone records, they show a 20-minute call from a pay phone in Mountain Home in 2007. Okay.
Who still uses payphones? Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. But this is about half an hour from Boise, and this is around the time of his disappearance. There were no security cameras outside because this payphone was at a store. There were no security cameras outside of the store, which this is in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. So that does, I mean, that does check. And so they don't know who he got this phone call from. And a former Boise police detective stated that around that time he disappeared, that Jeremy's credit card was used in Mountain Home as well. So, and the months after he went missing, his 2003 Mercury Cougar was found burned up in the desert. So he's missing, right. His car is burned, his ex-wife's received a lot of fishy text messages, and they stated that there were cowboys out riding the range, and they were checking on their cows, and they found his car. His car was very well hidden, and they said that whoever drove that car to where he was had parked and burned it and damaged the car getting it there. So it's like a whole bunch of confusing facts. His phone and wallet were never found, and police have never been able to charge anyone with his disappearance.
I'm imagining also that his phone and wallet were never used again after that, I'm assuming.
Well,
it was just never found.
Yes, because his credit card was used in a Mountain Home.
Right.
Right around the time he disappeared.
Right.
And after that, never again. I wonder what they purchased in Mountain Home, and I wonder how much
it
was.
That's my question, too. Right. Like, was this, like, at a gas station? Was this at a department store? Like, what are you buying?
Mm-hmm. But they don't have any more they don't have a lot of details that are coming out, because, again, this happens a lot in ongoing cases where police will keep a lot of the details close to the chest in order to correctly identify suspects or correctly identify information that's brought forward from people. Because if not, you just have every Tom, Dick, and Harry calling your 1-800 number to tell you about something
so-and-so
suspicious.
That they saw.
Or maybe you wouldn't. Yeah, or maybe you wouldn't, because in a lot of disappearing, like Brian Schaefer, whatever fucking happened to that guy?
And there, because he went missing from Columbus, there are still
Billboards
and stuff. Yeah. They just recently took one of them down, but I mean, he's been missing for 15 years. Like, it's been a really long time. So, but I'm not buying any of that story. I don't think that he went to start a new life. I don't know where he went.
Why did he burn his car up if he was going to start a new life?
He wouldn't.
Yeah. And the fact that he hadn't, like, pulled any money out before.
Because even if you were going to go start a new life and you wanted a new car, you're going to just abandon. I mean, aren't you just going to, like, abandon it? Why would you burn it?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to make sense. I'm not buying any of the story. And also, it sounds to me, and not that people who are lawyers cannot be skeezy people, but he was a lawyer. So he had, it wasn't just.
So he had like a brain cell or two, just bebopping about there.
Himself caught up in like nefarious things.
Oh yeah, he definitely could have as a lawyer.
For sure. But it just seems like an odd, you don't just hear about a lot of like upper middle class folks just going missing, you know, like they're tied to this thing.
Or they shot their whole family and then went on the run or, right. Yeah.
Right. So his disappearance is actually linked to another disappearance. Somebody named Aaron Bernard, who went missing 3 years earlier in 2004. So they had mutual acquaintances that linked them together. They're both lawyers. They were like friendly with each other. And there's a lot of theories floating around, like the possibility of a hitman being hired.
I know that hitmen are real, but anytime I hear that somebody, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You right. know you're wrong. You're a liar. I'm going to tell your mom. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Quit it.
And I love to watch shows that are portraying these hitmen as like people that silently go in and murder people and leave. But let's face it, usually they're caught.
Speaking of shows, you have to watch Las Vegas. I started watching Las Vegas. I haven't seen it in 100 years. It's about people that run the security system in Las Vegas. Yeah. It's a very good background bullshit. You'd love it.
Yeah.
2, Percy Jackson, new series on Disney. Watch it with the kids. Milo, I feel like.
Would love it.
Yes. I was watching it this morning and I was like, I need to text Amy. But then I had texted you a million times in a row. So here you are. I waited.
Like, I gotta save this one for later.
Yeah, sorry. But back to the case. Okay, back to the case.
Yes. So he went missing in December of 2004. He was 35. He had a mom who he was really close to. And also he had 2 children and possibly a third that may or may not be his. There was stuff happening. So. I mean, do you?
We are here to judge, actually. But, okay, you do you, and we'll accept this. Okay.
Right. So, I'm not sure if he was claiming this child, not claiming this child. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But his mom, her name was Vicky, she talked to him that day. He was in a good mood. He was making macaroni and cheese for his kid. It was fine. Like, he was having a fun. It was just, like, a normal conversation. He was he had a nickname. He went by Benji. He also worked as a DJ. And he also helped out at a pawn shop, which I find interesting.
And he's a lawyer.
So maybe he, like, went to law school but didn't.
Maybe he's not, like, a good lawyer.
I mean, he graduated with a GED, and I don't know that you can't be a lawyer and have a GED, but.
Kim Kardashian did it, so I feel like anybody can be a lawyer.
That's true. I mean, anybody can be a lawyer. Elle Woods did it.
Exactly.
So. Why not?
I think she has more brain cells than Kim Kardashian does
possible.
I think that's a fact.
It is. But, so maybe he wasn't working currently in law. Maybe he had just gone to law school. I don't know. But he sounds like he's definitely.
He's eclectic, I feel.
More eclectic than Jeremy. So, although they might be connected, I think there's definitely some stuff about his story that makes me think like, okay, maybe this is what's going on. But he owned multiple businesses in his lifetime. He's definitely an entrepreneur. He was a bit of a guns dealer, which I think puts him into some categories of maybe nefariousness. And he also owned a motorcycle shop at one point. So he was always finding something he was good at. He was super creative. So he had a lot of things. He was not a kid that liked school. He really loved music. I think hence the DJ stuff. He didn't graduate traditionally, but he passed the GED, hit the ground running. He sounds like a really determined guy. So that's great. He spoke to his mom the day before he went missing. He was at home doing regular day-to-day stuff. Nothing seemed off. He then dropped his son off with his son's mother and apparently was heading back home. The last call that came to his cell phone was around 7:15 p.m., and it was to one of his friends. He told this friend that he was on his way home. Nothing seemed awry. He didn't seem upset. His mom is actually the one who reported him missing, but she didn't report him missing right away because he, like, had a life of his own, you know? So, like, she didn't, like, he hadn't called her, but she didn't think that that was weird. And she says it's the biggest regret of her life is that she didn't call sooner and say, hey, something weird is going on, which is very sad.
I feel sad for her. But also, no, she's a 35-year-old man. Like,
yeah. Well, and that's the thing.
With three kids, maybe. At least two. Yeah. Right. He was a lawyer and 800 other things. So.
And he's busy. So,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I guess.
And she's a male. I feel like.
Yeah.
Not all men, okay, because not all anyone's. But I feel like the male persuasion is not as good about keeping in contact. Daily.
I think so, too. And I think if I was expecting to hear from my sister and I didn't hear from her, I would probably be more suspicious than if I was suspecting to hear from my brother and I didn't hear from him. I would probably be like, oh, he's probably just busy doing whatever. But also, it could be different personalities. But it sounds like maybe they talked a lot, but not every day. So it just didn't seem weird. So that's okay. So Aaron had a roommate and his name was Tyler Dean. And when Aaron went missing, he took some of Aaron's furniture from the house, which I find to be a little bit of a red flag. And when they searched his house after he had been declared missing.
Was it specifically Aaron's furniture or was it their furniture that they had purchased?
It was specifically his furniture. Like it was stuff that he had come into the apartment with.
Okay.
But also a single computer chair was missing from the room. And what his mom thinks happened is that he was murdered and whoever killed him disposed of his body with the chair from the desk. Like maybe he was sitting at his desk
and there was some evidence. Duct taped him up and rolled him out. Right,
kind of like picked it up and left.
Because if you have a desk, you have a fucking chair.
Well, yeah. Right. Why would
never.
Unless you, like, carry in the kitchen chair, which that seems weird. Like,
right. Or
chair.
You have one of them standing desks, but this is 2004. They don't have standing desks.
That's not a thing at that point. So his mom thinks that he's murdered, and she rumors that she had heard some rumors that there was a local businesswoman who knew of Tyler, the roommate. She said around the time that Aaron went missing that Tyler ran into a house that the businesswoman was at. So why she's a businesswoman, I don't really know that that makes a difference, but she is.
Because maybe her business was close by. So it puts her in the proximity.
Maybe, but she was in somebody's home at the time.
Oh,
so
okay. Never mind.
She said that he ran in panicking that something bad had happened. And so she's obviously suspicious of this. There's also some conflicting stories that Tyler had about the phone call between him and Aaron that day around the same time, because this is in the era of MySpace. Around the same time, Tyler had posted a message on his MySpace page that said, remember, a good friend will help you move. A really good friend will help you move a body. Let me know if you ever need me to bring a shovel. I don't know. I feel like that's.
I mean,
you might say, but also if you're the one disposing of a body.
Look, if I ever get implicated for a murder, they're going to have so many quotes to just pull up. Just
remember that one time that Z said she was going to burn that person's house down.
She didn't do it that time, but she fucking did it that next time.
But
she just
she's missing. We don't know.
Yeah. In the house, it's in shambles. So
the house burned down. I don't know. Yeah. But nobody's seen him since. There's been no evidence. There's been no anything. He's gone. Jeremy's gone. We haven't seen anything. The roommate has all the furniture. I have no idea.
That's really sus. And I would also suspect the roommate. Like, how could you not? Why would you, especially a dude? Well, maybe that's less. I just wouldn't want furniture that I shared with my missing or murdered friend. That's kind of weird. No?
I mean, how nice is the furniture?
Yeah, this is also true. And how much, I mean, if you own 17 different small businesses, then maybe you do
have nice furniture or don't.
Or need some help.
From Goodwill. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that would be my first inclination, is to steal the furniture or take the furniture and go.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Especially if there was concern that they were murdered in the apartment. I don't want that juju in my new apartment.
No, I definitely don't. If you know something about either of these missing men, stand up and say something. Do it anonymously if that would make you feel more secure. But yeah, if there's something that we could do for these families, like, let's try to do that. Especially this far along, those mommies are worried about their boys.
Yeah.
The fact that they were both close to their moms kind of just really tugs at the heartstrings.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you hear that a lot in female missing persons cases. They always talk about their parents, but.
Yeah, with the dudes, not so much. So that just really pulled on the heartstrings. And yeah, speak up, say something, be loud about it. If you see something weird, cause a scene.
Do we think Tyler had something to do with Jeremy's disappearance? Or is it just a coincidence?
I honestly feel like these are just a coincidence.
That they just happen to know each other.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
They're not, like, maybe, yes, they knew the same bad person, but that doesn't it's coincidence, not correlation. Because the cases are not at all similar, other than the fact that they're missing.
Right. And they were from the Boise area, but it sounds like Mountain Home is, like, really small.
Yeah.
So, I mean, wouldn't everybody kind of know each other anyways?
Yeah. They would, 100%. Like my sister-in-law, like she had 7 people in her graduating class.
No way. 7?
Straight up. And she was like, sometimes brags about how she was top of her class. And I was like, yeah.
I mean, there's only 7 people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not really a lot to brag about. But
I just don't say that out loud. You said it. I did not. I just merely, she says that and I say, okay.
Here's the thing. I did not have 7 people in my graduating class.
I had 1,200.
We had 383. So we were small. I mean, much smaller than yours. But there was a lot of people that were smarter than me. So I really shouldn't say anything about that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's odd but not suspicious, maybe. Like, it's odd that they both knew each other. They both went missing so close together. But it doesn't sound like they have any.
But the Candyman's victims. Like, yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, he knew. They all knew the same bad person. They all knew the same bad person. But that didn't necessarily mean that they were they were connected. But that didn't mean that they were interconnected.
Right.
You get what I'm putting down,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Now I'm feeling
I'm like, am I making sense or am I just speaking in circles?
I mean, always the circles, but we're going to get it. We're going to get it sometime. I'm leaning towards Tyler now. And not that he maybe did it, but maybe he was the one that knew the bad person.
Okay. I could see it. Tyler seems like Bad News Bears.
He's taking furniture that's belongs to dead people. I don't.
And he's in his 30s, so, like, let's not do that. Like, let's buy our own furniture.
Right.
We're adults now. And, like, right. Or just don't have furniture for a little bit. That's also okay. You can do
and
without.
And I know it's totally acceptable to be an adult and have a roommate, but.
I also find that to be sus as fuck when you have children.
Right.
Like, you've got 2 kids two men roommates. And 2 children. People, sick people are sick people, okay?
Right.
It doesn't discriminate. I just don't know that I think that's a safe situation.
Right. I feel like if I was a single adult.
If Roberto and I weren't together and he lived with another male, a single male with children, I'd be like, that's fucking weird. Why do they want to live with you and your kids? Right. Fear. They cry.
Even if I was a single, right, that's over the thing. Like, why would
they're going to spill milk and it's going to spoil in the fucking corner. You're never going to find it. It's just going to smell.
Welcome to your gross apartment. I just don't know that I would. Yeah, I don't know that if I didn't have.
No,
kids,
especially in an apartment because there's
somebody.
Carpet.
Oh, and like sounds. I just know. I'm not interested. Ooh, yeah. But yeah, oh, I don't like it.
Don't These like are my it. Kids, so I can't do anything to them. I mean, I could, but I won't because, you know, biology just it gives me that extra advantage for liking them. But yeah, if these were somebody else's kids, I'm just saying, like, burn it down.
I would have a hard time. I would have a hard time. Yeah, if you know anything about these cases, please let us know. If you know more about their connection, because they did do a little searching before and didn't really, I mean, it says they're connected. It says they knew people. It says they had friends, but I really didn't find much. So if you do know more, please let us know. Obviously, as this case comes up and if it's something that reopens, we will, of course, keep you up to date on what is happening. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm going to keep an eye out for these guys. Hopefully we'll hear something in our lifetime, but who knows? Forensics is a powerful thing, so we'll see. Next
time. The
car
being burnt really just fucks me up.
It's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah, the car is too much for me. Everything else I'm good with. I mean, I'm not good with it, but like everything else is like, okay, norms.
Right, because maybe, who knows, maybe he had some sort of a mental illness, or maybe he was depressed.
Maybe he
had
to get away. Sometimes I think, you know, I am just one flight away. Yeah, I'm just one flight away from never seeing these fuckers again, you know? And then I make them another meal and clean that meal up off the floor after they fucking spill it all over the place. And I do it over and over and over and over and over again until I die. But that's okay.
That's right. But we're gonna give you a hotline to talk to. Sounds like things are getting rough over there in the Sanchez household. Next week, another crime case. Send us your suggestions. The last couple cases we've covered have been from suggestions. Loving that. Find us on our socials. Check out our merch. You know you want some. And who doesn't want a sticker for your emotional support water bottle?
I do.
I know I do.
Several.
You do. You do. Everybody does. We're pumped. We're excited. We will see you next time. Until then, try to not burn it down. Do your best. Okay, bye.
Bye.